Also on Syria, the country's deputy foreign minister says the priority to reach a solution to the crisis is to stand against terrorism.
We start discussing how to stop terrorism and killing and the bloodshedding in Syria, and then we move to all other points. The philosophy behind those who have drafted Geneva, who have approved Geneva, was this order, so that the discussion comes in a logical manner, starting from stopping terrorism, going to item number 7, I think, which is the establishment of a transitional government.
Mehrdad made the comments at a news conference in Geneva ahead of the second round of negotiations with the foreign-backed opposition. He also warned that terrorist attacks could spread to the whole region if not countered. Mehrdad also said that Western states must stop funding Takfiri terrorists in his country. Regarding the issue of transition, he said Damascus will discuss this whenever appropriate. The Syrian official stressed that his government is serious in pursuing peace and ending the conflict. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, is with us now via Skype from Washington. Let's get his thoughts. Mr. Jatras, welcome to the Top 5. We heard there, you know, Faisal Mehrdad, the deputy foreign minister, saying that the priority should be tackling terrorism. Do you think that the process of negotiations is helpful in that way? Because a lot of people speaking in Syria, the ordinary people, are not very much hopeful when it comes to the talks. They're saying that the issue at hand now should be, you know, a way to stop this fighting and this terrorism that's spreading.
It's hard to see how the violent actions of these extreme jihad groups can be stopped while Western powers and some of the Arab countries are providing assistance to these very groups. In a sense, the Geneva talks are irrelevant to that, since these are not the groups that are represented in Geneva, and the ones that are represented in Geneva have little control over these groups. Even Al-Qaeda has broken off relations with some of the more extreme groups, which tells you something about how bad some of these organizations are. We know that they've committed these atrocities against Alawites, against Christians, against Shia, everybody who does not fit into their picture of what a future radical Sunni state should look like.
So you say there are countries that are supporting these terrorists. What countries are you talking about specifically when you say these countries?
Well, it's well known the United States is providing some assistance to what we consider the more moderate groups, but are still moderate Islamic groups that are, you know, I don't know, you can draw a firewall between the so-called moderate groups that we support and the more radical groups that we claim to oppose. I think the bigger problem is Saudi Arabia and some of the Gulf states that do support these more radical groups and actually fit into their idea of what would be a good post-war order for Syria.
Yeah, and we have seen a lot of concerns raised, especially among European countries. They're saying that the threat from these terrorist groups is getting bigger and bigger. These are people who can come out of Syria once the fighting is done there and become a threat in other countries. A lot of them are coming from Western countries like Germany or Britain. Do you think that that is indeed a big threat?
Of course, and not only Germany and Britain, but also it's been reported that there are identified some 50 of these fighters that have American passports, and we can expect these people are going to come back and be a threat here in the United States. And again, this is a pattern that has existed ever since the U.S. support for the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that gave birth to Al-Qaeda in the first place. We saw this in Bosnia, Kosovo, Libya. Wherever we help these radical groups, it comes back to bite the hand that fed them.
But you think that these countries think it is worth that threat to get President Bashar al-Assad out of Syria?
They seem to think so for geopolitical reasons, primarily aimed at Iran, that we all know that there's a backdrop of Saudi-Iranian regional rivalry behind this in the calculations of the Western countries. And it just seems to me in the long term, this simply makes no sense, that in terms of our longer term interests in the region, supporting a radical Sunni solution for Syria is not in anybody's interest.
Mr. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst with us live from Washington. Thank you very much, sir.